Hello, and welcome to the Sound of Economics podcast from Bruegel, the Brussels-based economic policy think tank. I'm Sean Gibson, Bruegel's press officer, and joining me for today's episode is Bruegel director, Guntram Wolf.
Hello.
We're here to discuss the vote by members of the European Parliament on a proposal by the Parliament's Committee on Constitutional Affairs for the redistribution of seats from 2019 in the wake of Britain's exit from the European Union. So I think it's best to start by asking, how big a difference can the redistribution of the UK seats really make in the Parliament, and why should people care about this?
Well, the United Kingdom currently has 73 members in the European Parliament, and after Brexit, so with a new election in May 2019, those 73 members will not be elected anymore in the UK. The European Parliament has now made a proposal of how to redistribute or drop these 73 seats. Some of them will be dropped, but some of them will be reallocated. In particular, France, Italy, Spain, but also a number of mid-sized countries get some additional seats. Now, this matters for two big reasons. I mean, the first reason is that it may change political majorities in the European Parliament, which is very important with the Spitzenkandidaten process, because it may mean a different next Commission president. Just to give you a sense, the EPP, just by simply dropping the 73 members from the UK, the Conservative EPP party would raise their share from 29% to 32%, basically. So just dropping those seats and keeping the votes as they were before would actually change political majorities already. Now, the second reason why the redistribution actually matters is because of political representativeness. The current European Parliament has quite an unequal representativeness, meaning citizens in small countries matter much more than citizens in big countries. And, you know, at the end of the day, if the Parliament wants to represent the citizens of Europe and wants to independently take decisions, for example, in the context of an ESM loan program, which is what the Parliament would like to have, you know, then representativeness actually matters a lot.
So the redistribution proposal that's on the table, what are the strong points and what are the negative points?
Well, the redistribution gives to some of the bigger countries some more seats. The middle-sized countries get some more seats, but a significant number of seats gets actually dropped, which is also a cost-saving exercise for the taxpayers. And some seats are being allocated or proposed to a transnational list, which is very heatedly debated, which would be a list of parliamentarians that would be directly voted on from all citizens in the European Union, and would therefore create a totally new form of democracy or legitimacy in the parliament, because those parliamentarians would not be representatives from specific regions, but would be actually voted on a pan-European ticket. So actually quite an interesting development there. But that part is actually very much opposed by the Conservative EPP, and so probably it will not be adopted by the European Parliament.
So this this redistribution of the UK seats should be an opportunity to increase the Parliament's representativeness. So why has this been such a difficult process?
Well, so I think the first point is that the Parliament didn't really consider that to be an issue, and from the outset ruled out that any member state would lose seats. So no member state will be worse off after Brexit in terms of the number of MEPs it sends. So that was an early on political decision. But if you would have wanted to increase representativeness, some countries would have had to lose seats. So that was already from the beginning ruled out. Nevertheless, the current redistribution that is being voted on this week will not decrease representativeness much. So it's more or less staying the same. Perhaps what I should add is that the EU treaty also imposes very strict limits on the distribution of seats, and therefore it's actually not so easy to change the representativeness of the European Parliament without treaty change. Perhaps it's useful to add the last point that, of course, in the EU lawmaking, the more representative institution, paradoxically, is the European, the Council of the European Union, so the Council of Ministers, where actually population size matters. And so, in a sense, we have a relatively representative council, but the institution that represents EU citizens is actually much less representative.
Well, I think that brings us to the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Sound of Economics, and thank you to Guntram for joining me. If you're interested in any more of Bruegel's work, we have a range of blogs and papers available on our website at www.bruegel.org. I hope you'll join us again for The Sound of Economics. Until next time, goodbye.